This is the third in a series about how to clear the air with an important work or home partner. Part one spoke to the importance of standing up for yourself when a partner has hurt the relationship, but also recognizing that it is your problem and opportunity or responsibility to raise the issue until you've raised it in a way they can understand. Part two spoke to the magic formula, easy to describe but requiring great practice. This formula invites you to develop and build on the statement, I feel or felt blank when you blank because blank. The first blank requires you to identify and own your feeling. The second blank requires you to identify the other's specific behaviors rather than characterizing them. And the third requires to find you a hook by which the other will see this as important to them as well as you. I suggested that even if you do this work, things can still go astray. How can you maximize your chances of being heard, understood, and to have the relationship move forward? The first point is to prepare for the other's defensiveness. Allow me to riff off the example I used last week. If you were a passenger in the front seat, you might carefully formulate the statement, I felt really anxious when you got so close to the car in front of us on that exit ramp back there, because when you're driving, I can't control the car, but I think you want me to feel safe. There's a pretty good chance the driver's first reaction will be defensive. I was in total control the whole time, they might say. They might even be offensive, telling you, you really need to chill out. Bad news, they don't get you. Great news, you are prepared for this. You need some jujitsu now. As they have defended themselves and or attacked you, you will now do exactly what you wished they would have done. You will hear what they said and see the world through their eyes. How? Why, using their words, of course, with a calm and even positive tone. Yes, jujitsu takes a lot of practice on the mat. So, you would repeat back, you were in total control the whole time. Or, you think I really need to chill out. What are they thinking now that you have asked them if you correctly understood their own words? If they are a great and balanced human being, they may hear those words repeated back to them and say, well, that's not so fair of me to say that. But if they are anywhere near as humanly insecure as I am, they'll instead be thinking, either you're being sarcastic or you're repeating my words because you think I'm wrong or stupid. Indeed, there's a good chance that they'll hear their words repeated back to them for conversation and say, yes, and then explain even more and or more emphatically how in control they were and how out of control you were and how it's your problem. Now what? Repeat back to them again. For example, so you haven't been in an accident in 20 years, we're paying close attention, and have great reflexes. Is that right? If you say it calmly enough, they will likely feel less attacked. Remember, feeling attacked is the driving emotional force behind their initial response to you. And they will probably feel quite right hearing the rationale that they believe and which is true for them. Let's say they say, yes, and perhaps they'll add one more nail. You really can trust me. I'm a perfectly great driver. You repeat that too, and you ask, have I understood what you are thinking and feeling about this? Now, none of us would want this to go another round with the driver further justifying their position, and so that this blog doesn't keep going, let me simply add, if they say more at this point, you reflect that back to their words in a matter-of-fact tone. Hopefully, at that point, they say, yes, that's it. Then and only then do you say, thanks. I understand now how you feel and what you're thinking, and I appreciate your perspective. Would you mind telling me what you heard me say about how I'm feeling from my seat, so to speak? The objective is to get two perspectives on the table. The objective is to get both people seeing both perspectives. The point is to lead yourself and your partner out of a worldview that one person is right and one is wrong. It's easy to see, is it not, that right-wrong is a complete dead end in so many cases like this. Can you imagine sticking it out, listening and reflecting back with calm, and asking the other to hear you in turn in order to lead with your best self?